aren't that ready. Now, go ahead and say something. You start this. Oh, howdy, Sheriff Plum. Yeah. Yeah, but Chuck, Hector didn't mean no harm in barring Miss Beebe's darn car. Well, what do you care as long as me and Zeb win his bail? Yeah. Oh, all right. I'll be over as soon as Zeb gets back from the post office. Yeah, yes, I will. All right, goodbye. Oh, howdy, Mr. Bush.
Hello, Mr. Peters. Say, here's that tea you ordered. 6 packages. That'll be 60 cents.
Well, just a second here. Maybe I got it. You want me to pay for it right now?
Yes, don't mind.
Maybe I got it right here in my pocket. Instead of worrying the cash register. Yeah, yes, I think I got it.
Yeah,
here you be.
Okay, thanks. Say, how'd you like Hector Smith's moving picture last night?
Me and Zeb didn't get there.
You didn't?
How'd you like it?
Oh, it was punk. It was terrible. The part I was in was the only decent scene in the whole film. Say, and they stopped the show before it was half over and took Hector Smith to the hoosegow. What happened to him, do you know?
I ain't seen Hector today.
Well, I'll tell you, it certainly caused a lot of excitement at the theater. Almost a half hour before they got the crowd quieted down and could go on with a picture.
At least I could have seen it. You reckon they'll show it again?
Show it again? I should say not. Why, it was an awful flop. You know, I always said that Hector Smith was riding for a fall around here, and it looks like he got it. Well, I'll be seeing you.
Yes. Well, so long, Mr. Bush.
Oh, hello, Mr. Smith. Oh, yeah, how about Mr. Bush? Nice evening, eh?
Howdy, Mr. Schultenheimer. Now, how'd you figure the election will come out? Who's going to be president?
Well, Mr. Peters, I have been in politics almost all of my life. And I have given this situation very careful thought and analysis.
Aunt Alice is, huh?
What?
I didn't know she was running.
I didn't say Aunt Alice was going to be president.
You did. I
only said that before I stake an opinion on something, I think it over and analyze.
What say?
Analyze.
You mean she lies about Aunt Alice being president?
What are you talking about? Who lies about it?
Anna.
But I didn't say Anna lies about anything. I said...
Oh, then Aunt Alice is going to be president.
She's not. She's not.
Well, who is then? Anna?
No one. No one.
You're crazy. Someone's got to be president.
Yeah. But never mind. Never mind. I'm looking for Hector Schmidt. When I thought maybe he might be in here.
No. He ain't been here all day.
Well, I don't blame him for hiding his face after that moving picture of his last night. Of all the rubbish. Why, there was only one good scene in it, and that was the one my daughter was in.
You didn't like it, huh?
Yes. Howdy, Mayor
Schultzenheimer. You seen Hector Zeb? Mr. Schultzenheimer. Schultzenheimer here is looking for him.
Yeah. I have a little package here for him. See, I tell you what, I just leave it here for him, huh?
Well, then just lay it there on the counter.
Yeah, I put it right here. Well, gentlemen, good evening.
Yeah, good evening, Mayor Schultzenheimer.
Good evening.
What'd you hear about Hector, Zeb?
Well, tell you. Nobody seems to know about that there automobile business. That's one good thing. But they all say his moving picture was no good, Eb.
They do, huh?
Yeah, even the Gazette here says so.
Mayor Schertzenheimer just said it was terrible.
Yeah, just listen to this. Picture disappoints. After all the, after all the furore about the Concert of Glory review shown to BU Theater last night, your critic expected something unusual. However, the picture turned out to be a disjointed, hodgepodge affair, by far the poorest picture ever shown in this town.
What else does that say?
Well, it says here, young Smith, the director, has managed to make himself very prominent here in Corn Center, but this time he has overshot his mark. He is equally poor, both as an actor and a director.
Oh, shucks.
What it says?
The Gazette always has been against him, ever since he had that trouble with the editor.
Yeah. After Hector is good enough to give the proceeds of the whole darn show to charity, you'd think people keep still about it, even if the darn picture wasn't so good.
And but if Hector had that money he gives to charity, me and you wouldn't have to go his bail, neither.
It's a fact.
Don't forget that. Mm. That darn... Oh, hey, Sheriff Plum called up and wants me to come right away over to see him.
Want you to see him? What about?
I don't know. He just told me to come over. Reckon I'd better be getting there.
Oh, all right, but hurry back, for the land's sake. And say, don't go loafing around the post office, neither.
I'll be back. There's been enough loafing around here today by you.
What? Oh, is that so? Loafing. If I loafed half as much as, well, I wonder what this is. This time, oh, yeah, it's going here for the cops. That package that Mayor Schultzenheimer left for Hector. Well, hello, Hector. Just thinking about you.
Say, Say, I just met Mr. Peters, and he says there was a package here for me.
Yes, yes, this is it right here. There it is. How are you feeling today, Hector?
Well, Mr. Winterbottom, I guess I'm not so good as a moving picture director.
Well, of course, me and Ed didn't see the picture, Hector, but everybody does say it is pretty bad.
Yeah, excuse. I thought I had a good idea, Mr. Winterbottom. Honest, I did.
Yeah.
I thought I'd turn out a picture that Corn Center would be proud of.
Yeah.
But I guess I failed.
Oh, well, shucks now, Hector. Don't worry about it none. I tell you, people soon forget. They always forget things. You still got a mite of friends around this town.
Yes, yes, that's something, isn't it?
You bet it is.
I still got a few friends. You and Mr. Peters and Hortense.
Yes, sir.
She'll stick by me no matter what happens. She said so when we were going into the theater last night.
See? Now there you be. What I tell you. I'll tell you, if I was you, Hector, I'd go up and see you right now. It'll cheer you up.
Yes, yes, I guess I'll do that. And say, Mr. Winterbottom, thanks. Thanks just a whole lot for you and Mr. Peter going my bail.
Oh, why, now, that's all right, Hector. That wasn't nothing. Now, don't you worry. Everything will turn out all right. Oh, say, here, you forgot your package. Wait a minute here.
Yes, that's right. Gosh, I wonder what it is.
Well, why don't you open it and see? It's the best thing to do. Oh, look here. Here's a letter stuck under the screen.
Let's have it. Let me see what it is.
Hmm. Well, what is it? What's it say?
Gosh.
What is it?
It's nothing.
Why?
It's nothing, I guess. I guess I better be going. Goodbye.
Hector,
goodbye.
Now, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Hector. Just a minute here. Now, there's something wrong here. Give me that letter.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Give me that letter.
There's nothing
wrong. Give it to me. Let's see here. Mr. Hector Smith, I am returning your present. After the failure you have made of yourself, I cannot... Why, it's from Hortense.
It's from Hortense. But I guess she's right. I am a failure.
Oh, failure nothing now. Buck up yourself there. Buck up. Dry your eyes. Sounds can't have man flying around here.
He's son of a gun.
Well, now, never mind. You mark my words, Hector. You're going to see the day when this whole darn town will be shouting your praises to the sky. And it's for that darn little snip Hortense Schultenheimer. She'll rule the day. Here comes Miss Beebe. You better skin out the back way. It's Miss Beebe.
Oh, sure, I don't care. I might as well stay and face the music.
You skin out the back way like I tell you now. No use you get home.
Oh, here you are, Smith. Well, you've made a pretty mess of things, haven't you? Palming yourself off on me as 8 Quintero's Smythe.
Just a minute there now. He didn't palm himself off on nobody. You was the one that took him for 8 Quintero's Smythe, and you wouldn't listen to reason when he tried to talk you out of it. You've got
that's
no way to...
That's what you do, Winterbottom.
Yes, sir.
What do you propose to do about this, Smith?
Well, all I can say is I don't think I was... I didn't think I was stealing your car. You see, I just borrowed it.
Never mind my car. We'll discuss that later. You ruined my moving picture. Now, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know what I can do about it.
Well, I do. You undertook to direct the picture. Very well. The picture is all yours. You can buy my interest in it for $5,000.
Well, I like to, Miss Beebe, I ain't got no money.
You must have some money. The picture played to a capacity house last night, and I'll take your note for the rest.
Just a minute. Hector ain't got no money. I'll have you know that he gave the whole proceeds of last night's show to charity. But I'll make a ticket with you. You let him off on that automobile business, and I'll stand good for $5,000 and buy you out. Yes, I will.
Oh, no, gosh, no, Mr. Winterbottom. The picture's no good.
You keep out of this. Never mind now.
No, don't do
that. Well, what do you say, Miss Beebe?
All right. I'll accept that offer and wash my hands of the whole affair. We can draw up an agreement right now. Is that a typewriter over there?
Yes, and what do you think it was, a motorcycle?
Well, get it.
Yeah.
And put a sheet of paper in it for a carbon copy.
Oh, gosh. God's sake, listen, Mr. Winterbottom, you can't do this.
I'll never
don't
do it.
You go making
you
up no contract for nothing.
Now,
you stay
out. Wait a second here. Get out of the way, Hector.
Don't you...
Yes, don't you do it, Mr. Winterbottom. Why, the picture isn't worth a nickel. Don't you know what to do with it? That's all right, that's all right. You can pay the $5,000 back to me a little at a time. Well, what'll I say here, Miss D.B.?
Oh, get out of the way. I'll type it. November 4th, 1932. Miss H.B. D.B., in consideration of the sum of $5,000... which I agree to pay you 1 week from the date hereon, you will transfer to me full rights to the motion picture entitled The Corn Center Glory Review. There you are, Winterbottom. Take my pen and sign it.
Oh, gosh, don't sign it, Mr.
Get away from here, Hector.
Don't do that.
Right here?
Yes, don't. Oh, God.
All right. There you be.
All right, give me the pen. I'll sign an acceptance. There. I want to get away from Consetter just as soon as possible, so I hope you'll have the money on time.
Oh, well, don't you worry, none. I'll have it. I'll send you a check as soon as Ed gets back.
The sooner the better. Oh, as long as you're full owner of the picture now, you won't see.
What are they?
The bills covering cost of production.
Cost of production?
Yes. Well, you don't think you can produce a motion picture for nothing, do you? Especially the way Smith here produced it, with a battle scene costing $12,000 alone. Here you are. Add them up. They come to exactly $163,000 and 20 cents.